Glory to God. Someone that is ready to receive the opening of the blessings of opening his heavens, lift up your hands and appreciate him. Give him praise. Give him glory. Bless his righteous name. Exalt him. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you. King of glory, we magnify your name. Give him thanks and praise. Give him glory and honor. Give him all adoration. Bless and magnify him. Father, we thank you. You're going out and your blessing. We give you praise and glory. For our going out and coming in, we exalt you, Lord. For your blessings that is evident in the lives of everyone. Thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Speak to us again, Lord. Amen. Speak to everyone individually. We came here individually, speak to us individually. Amen. Let us live here, Lord, with your sworn blessings. Amen. And let your name be glorified. By tomorrow morning, it will be evident that we have met with you. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Congratulate your neighbor for me on your right and left. Say to your neighbor, it's a new day for you. In Jesus' precious name. Please put those hands together for the Lord and be comfortably seated. Prophetic theme for the month of May, I am redeemed a wonder to my world. And our teaching series for midweek services has been operating in the supernatural. And this will be part 5 of it. Operating in the supernatural. And this will be part 5. Now let's take note of the prophetic theme that says, I am redeemed a wonder to my world. I am redeemed a wonder to my world. And that made me remember when we were growing up. When we were growing up, when someone tries to bully you, run back to your house to get your father or your brothers to defend you. We always run back home to get help when we were vulnerable. That is knowing we have those who can defend us and engaging them. Knowing we have those who can defend us and we run to them to defend us. In the same way, when a believer disregards the place of the supernatural, he becomes vulnerable to all of life's situations and circumstances. When a believer disregards the place of the supernatural, it becomes vulnerable to all of life's situations and circumstances. For example, Psalms 82, verses 5 to 7 tells us, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Why? He said, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. In other words, because they are ignorant of who they are, they live and die like others. He said, we are from a family where a strange order of things happen to us. Strange order of things happen to us. But if we are ignorant of that, then normal things are the things that will be happening to us. The family we belong to is the reason we triumph where others are defeated. The family we belong to is the reason we triumph where others are defeated. Now, Jesus said to them, how do you know where I'm from? John chapter 10, 37 to 38. How do you know where I'm from? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. What does that mean? Just like when a son does something and the father says, that is my son. You know, we take pride in what our children do. When they are doing something that is good, and then they tell you, oh, look at what your son did. The father says, that is my son. I'm not even concerned. I'm not even thinking about it. That's what my son does. Jesus said, one way I will be convinced that you are born of the Spirit is by manifesting the Spirit. The only way I will know that you are manifesting the Spirit, you are the one born of the Spirit, is that you will manifest the Spirit. So he said in John 17 and verse 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. My father sent me into the world, and I began to manifest some things. That's how my father confirmed, that is my son, anointing him. He said, it's my father, but he said, it's my son. Then is the proof that it's my son. The same way, if they are true sons and daughters, they will do what I have done and more. As I have sent them into the world, he said, even so, as you have sent me into the world, so have I sent them into the world. A proof we are the children of the Spirit is that we will manifest the Spirit. Isaiah 8 and verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given unto me are for signs and for wonders in Israel. I and the children that are given unto me are for signs and for wonders. A proof we are children of God, is of the God of miracles, is that our lives will manifest the miraculous. People should not be able to predict our lives. People cannot predict the happenings of our lives. Why? Because we manifest the miraculous. Glory to God. John chapter 8 and verse, John 3 and verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh. He says, and whither it goeth. Why? So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Now, very quickly this evening, what is a miracle? What is a miracle? Number one, a miracle is the manifestation of God's response to our faith in Him, to our faith in His Word, and our faith in His prophets. A miracle is the manifestation of God's response to our faith in Him, to our faith in His Word, to our faith in His prophets. Our faith in Him. God manifesting when our faith in His Word is confirmed. God manifesting when our faith in His Word is confirmed. Romans 4, 20 to 21. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, faith in his word. Faith in his word. When our faith in his word is confirmed, it results in the manifestation of the Spirit. Faith in his word and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, in other words, what he has said, he was also able to perform. Psalm 18 and verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. He said the word of the Lord is tried, is buckler, is the buckler to all those that trust in him. Faith in his word, and his word has been tried. It is not your word. It is not my word. We can change our word, but his word, he cannot change. Why? It has been tried. He said his word has been tried. His word has been tried. How tried? Psalm 12 and verse 8. The words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Purified seven times. His word is tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Purified seven times. Hebrews 4 and verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Faith in his word triggers the manifestation of the power available in his hand. The power available in his hand is triggered by believing in his word. Everything he says will happen when we believe in what he has said, and his hand goes forth to manifest what he has said. Also remember, a miracle is also the manifestation of God's response to our faith in him. Remember what we said? The manifestation of the miracle is the manifestation of God's response to our faith in him. Not only that, to our faith in his word. We have talked about the manifestation of our faith in his word. Now, to our faith in him. Our faith in him simply means our faith in his person. In his person. Our faith in his person. There are people you just believe in without them saying a word to you. Why? Their personality. Their personality born out of their character. Their personality. You just believe what they say, what you just believe in them without them saying a word to you. You believe in them. God manifesting when our faith in him. And what is our faith? What are we talking about? Our faith in his person is confirmed. What someone is called is the manifestation of his character. There are people that speak to you, and when they tell you something, you say, who said so? Don't that person, forget it. Anything he says is a lie. Forget it. Don't take it. Don't take nothing that he says. In other words, his character is his person. So, even if he has not spoken, you know that if he opens his mouth, it's a lie. Manifestation of his person. And we know who God is. So, because we know who he is, even if he does not say nothing, because of his character and the person that he is, whatsoever he now says, we take it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Psalm 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is saved. He has not spoken, but his name speaks for him. Whatever his name says, that we believe. Faith in the name releases the manifestation of heaven. Psalm 124 and verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Faith in his name lets him respond with manifestation. When a man has faith in his name, lets him respond with manifestation. Glory to the name of the Lord. There is a place where we are coming from that is called Oshodi. How many know that place? You know the place. Raise up your hand. You know where I'm talking about. Glory to God. If you stand on that bridge and you hold a microphone to your mouth, what is that thing called? Megaphone to your mouth. And you say, David! Only those who, you know, there are thousands of people walking on in that place. How many understand what I'm talking about? I don't know what it looks like. They said it's now better. But when I was there, it was not better. I'm talking about when I was there. When somebody uses the megaphone and says, David! Everyone calls David, stops, and looks back. If your name is not David, you keep walking. Because that is not your name. Anyone called David stops, and they look back. Who is calling me? I heard my name. Who is calling me? I heard my name. The manifestation of the Spirit. If you want to see the manifestation of the Spirit, it begins with faith in his name, in his character. Faith in him, faith in his character. Glory to God. Acts of Apostles, chapter 3 and verse 16. When a man was healed by the beautiful gate and people were wondering, Peter said, and his name, through faith in his name, is the reason why this man was healed. He said, I had made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Faith in his name released the manifestation of his power to heal this man. Not faith in us, not faith in what we said, faith in his name has healed this man. And then number three, we said faith in his prophets. Prophets tell us the mind of God. Prophets tell us what they have heard from God. Faith in him, his character, faith in his name, faith in prophets, his prophets. And we have a prophet in the house that cannot lie to us. I was telling someone this evening, I said, we've been with him since yesterday now. Yesterday morning, this afternoon, even just shortly before I came in, we just finished another meeting. And the prophet was really now things that he has seen. The next level of what is going to happen to this commission. That many of us will hear later and you'll be like, what's going on here? But you can't question prophets. Because prophets hear from God. What they hear from God is what they disseminate to us. Whether you like it or not, take it. Well, you don't like it, leave it. You like it, take it. Because if prophets speak, you and I don't have an opinion. When prophets speak, we don't have opinion. Now say, no. This is my own opinion. Says who? When a prophet is speaking. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Look at this very quickly. Prophets tell us the mind of God. Acts of Apostles chapter 27, 21 to 25. It says, but after long abstinence, Paul stood. stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened to me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. Paul was a prisoner. He said, even as a prisoner, I'm still a prophet. You should have listened to me. It does not matter how you ridicule a prophet. A prophet is still a prophet. Either in prison or out of prison. You should have listened to me. If you had listened to me, this would not have happened. He says, but this is now the thing. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. Why? For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And in verse 24, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. In other words, I told you we shouldn't leave. You said we should leave because I'm a prisoner. As a prisoner, I'm telling you again, this is what God has said. Sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as he has told me. He may look like a criminal, he may look like somebody that does not matter, but he's still a prophet. God has spoken to him. What God has told him is what is revealing to you. Believe it. If you want to see the supernatural, believe it. Believe it, obey whatsoever he has said. Believe it and believe it. I will never forget what Bishop David Abioye said. When God's servant brought him up one day to speak, he said, this man has been with me from the beginning. I want him to say something. Bishop Abioye said, even though in those days there were some things that didn't make sense, there were some things that I wanted to question, but I just obeyed. He said, it was not easy, I just obeyed. His obedience is the reason where he is at today. You want to see the supernatural? Believe his word. Believe his person. Believe his prophets. Tell your neighbor that. You want to see the supernatural? Believe him. Believe his word. Believe his prophet. If you want to be saved, Paul said, believe what God has told me. Hosea chapter 12 and verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he preserved them. Until you believe also, now take note also, until you believe in miracles, you cannot experience one. Until you believe in miracles, you cannot experience. If you keep questioning miracles, it is a sign of your lack of faith in his person, lack of faith in his word, lack of faith in his prophets. And if you don't have faith in any of those, you cannot see miracles. John 11:40. Jesus said unto her, Say I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Until you believe, you are not permitted to see. Mark 11:23, he said, For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall see unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he seeth shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he seeth. Only those who believe speak. And only those who speak are permitted to see. You can't say what you don't believe. Only those who believe speak. And you can't see if you don't speak. Only those who believe speak, and only those who speak see. Matthew 9:27-29. And Jesus, when he was departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came unto him and said unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this? Do you believe it? They said unto him, yeah, Lord. Then he told their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. To see a miracle, believe in miracles. Many of you are questioning even the testimonies that have been shared on the altar. I don't believe that. Let him go and test himself again. It doesn't happen that fast. That's why you are not seeing miracles. You want to see the miraculous, believe in miracles. What you don't believe in, you can't see. You believe it, then you see it. You don't believe it, you can't experience one. Now, again, how do we operate in the supernatural? In other words, what do we do to see miracles? What should we do to see miracles? How do we operate in the supernatural? Be committed to spiritual growth and development. Tell your neighbor, be committed to spiritual growth and development. What am I talking about? AK-47 is not just handled over to novices. Otherwise, the general may be a victim. The army general may be a victim. I saw a video a couple of years ago. And it was a group of soldiers. I don't know if they were drunk. I don't know what was wrong with them. But they were just so happy. They were dancing and everything. And there was a monkey in the midst of them. I'm talking about a real monkey. And then in the midst of their rejoicing, they gave the monkey an AK-47. And the monkey was also dancing. And all of a sudden, the monkey began to unleash. Everybody took cover. All the soldiers took off. Why? You are handing a dangerous weapon to something that does not know how to use it. It's the same thing in the realm of the spirit. Until you are matured, you cannot see the supernatural because you will misuse it. You will curse those who are disobeying you. You will want to kill. You will be praying for your enemies to die. And the Bible says, let my enemies live to see my glory. That's what we pain them. When they die, it's not useful to them. Glory to God. All the soldiers took off when the monkey began to unleash. Spiritual authority is only entrusted to matured believers. Matured believers. The King of Glory started off as a child. Jesus himself, the King of Glory, started off as a child. Isaiah chapter 9, number 6, for unto us the child is born, unto us the son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But when he was a child, nothing was handed over to him. And now, the Bible says later, Luke chapter 2 and verse 40, and the child grew and was strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. As a result of his growth, verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and with man. Nobody hands power to an infant. You must grow and earn it. You must grow into earning it. Galatians 4 verses 1 to 3. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. That's why Jesus said, when the mother said to him, oh, they need wine, he said, my time is not yet come. Woman, what is it with you? You grow into it
There are things you are handing over to people now that are not matured enough to handle it. They will cause problems. There are spiritual things you are handing over to carnal people. They will mess it up because they are not matured for it. Until they are matured for it, it will not work. Take note. Paul said, when the spiritual authority I commanded was affecting my head, he said, this was what happened. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. I had so much revelation that was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. I needed to be calmed down because of what I was saying. Because of the type of revelation I was saying, I needed to be calmed down. There are things you don't just hand over to people. Not every a newcomer is coming to church. You are handing something, they run. They run away. Why? Who am I? What am I going to do with this one? They run. Spiritual maturity. In the same way you want to see the manifestation of the Spirit, you have to be matured or you will misuse it. If they give you an AK-47 now, you will shoot somebody that double crosses you when you are driving home. If they tell you this is AK-47, shoot anybody, nobody will see you. It's okay. There is no camera. There is nothing. And then as you are going home now, somebody just double crosses you. They said nobody will see me. Why? Because you are not matured enough for it. Glory to God. Are you still with me? Take note also. Spiritual maturity is not about age. It is about depth in spiritual matters. We may close a little bit late, but please, stay with me. Spiritual maturity is not about age. It is about depth in spiritual matters. A 40-year-old man may be more spiritual than a 70-year-old. It is not about age. It's about spiritual depth. You are telling a 70-year-old man something, is fighting you. You are telling it to a 40-year-old, he understands and says, cool down. It's not about age, it's about spiritual depth. I saw something in scriptures quickly, let me show you. When it comes to Job, the Bible speaking about Job, in Job chapter 32, verses 7 to 8, because many of us know this scripture, but I will give us the background. Job 32, I said, days should speak and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Look at the background to that statement. It was one guy, Elihu, that made that statement, not Job. Elihu made that statement. And what led to that statement? Let's look at it. Go to verse 1 of that scripture. So these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the kindred of Ram, against Job. Was his wrath kindled because he justified himself rather than God. And Elihu was there with three friends. Three of his friends were there. So when Job was speaking, he thought, what is this guy talking about? But he kept quiet. Why? Because Job was older than him. The three other people that were with him were older than him. So he was waiting for those people to speak. He was waiting for those three people to speak, to caution Job and tell him, what nonsense are you talking about? Verse 4. Now, Elihu waited till Job had spoken because they were elder than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, why are all you people quiet? Can't you tell him the truth? Then his wrath was kindled. What? Say something, guys. Verse 6. And Elihu, the son of Barakah, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young. And ye are what? Wherefore I was afraid, and does not show you mine opinion. But because you guys are not speaking, I will speak. Now verse 7. Then Elihu began to speak. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. In other words, I was waiting for you people that are older than me to say something. But because you kept quiet, verse 8. It is not about age, but there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. So what I'm going to say is not about age. It's about my depth in scriptures. Depth in scriptures. It's not about age. It's not about age. Please, it's not about sin stuff. It's not about age. It's about your depth in this thing, in scriptures. It's not about age. Tell your neighbor, say it's not about age. Say spiritual maturity is not about age. We are all in church. We are all feeding on the word. The word that we speak, many are taking it as milk. It is still milk to some people, but it is strong meat to others. Milk. You know how you babies, you give them water, you give them milk, and then as they begin to grow, you give them the leg of chicken so that their teeth can come out. Even when you give them the leg of meat, of chicken, they are still struggling with it and still trying to tear it. Give it to a 10-year-old. Give the leg of chicken to a 10-year-old. It won't last 3 seconds. He has cleared it. It's exactly the same thing in the realm of the spirit. He said in Hebrews chapter 5, 13 to 14, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe, a baby. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age. Even those who by reason of use of their senses exercise to discern both good and evil. If you try authority with the immature, it is dangerous. If you give authority to the one that is immature, it is dangerous. Those are the ones that destroy nations because they are not matured. In the same way, spiritual authority is an entrustment for those who are spiritually matured. But let's close. How do we develop spiritual capacity? Number one, through the fear of the Lord. Through the fear of the Lord. The fear of God is a vital platform for the manifestation of signs and wonders. Through the fear of the Lord. Gehazi was a man that was supposed to have double anointing of the anointing of Elisha. But Gehazi had other ideas. He loved money. He loved money too much. He was more interested in money than any other thing. So when they said, the Shunammite woman said, Mo, my son has died. And the Shunammite woman told her husband, my son must be raised up again. And took a journey to go and call the man of God. On her way, she met the man of God and said, my son, did you just give me a son to kill him? What is going on? He said, what is going on? He said, my son is dead. He said, no. Gehazi, take the mantle of the man of God. Go and raise the child. The Bible says Gehazi got there. In fact, they didn't tell him to go. Gehazi went before he left. Gehazi went. Because I want to be champion. I want everybody to know. He got there. He said he did everything. The Bible says the child waked not. He waked not. Why? You can't be a thief and command the supernatural. Thieves don't command the supernatural. Liars don't command the supernatural. If nothing is happening, check your character. If nothing is happening, check your character. You can't be a thief and command the supernatural. You can't be a liar and command the supernatural. So the Bible says in 2 Kings 24, he saddled her. So he went and came unto. Now let's go because of time. Very quickly. Verse 27. And she came to the man of God to the hill. She caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. Leave the man of God. Leave the man of God. And the man of God said, leave her alone. For her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord had hid it from me and had not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? That did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thy hand and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. For any, and if any man salute thee, answer him not. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. In other words, I know this Gehazi that you are sending to my son. No. Yeah, you can send him, but you and I, we are still going together. Because the way I'm saying it, nothing will happen. Go back there. Go back there. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. Verse 31. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was no, he was there when the woman said, no, I won't leave you. Let's go together. But Gehazi began to run. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awaked. I did what you said I should do. I put everything in. The child is still dead. Why? Because you are stealing from everybody. You are lying. That was the same thing that happened to Ananias and Sapphira. You can't, if you don't have the fear of God, forget the supernatural. Forget the supernatural. With the fear of God, you can do all things. With the fear of God, anything can happen at your hands and with your hands. Rise up on your feet. Let's give God thanks and praise tonight. That's where we can stop tonight. Give him glory and praise. Give him honor and adoration. Give him all the honor. Father, we thank you. We exalt your name. We magnify you, King of glory. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have given thanks. Well, somebody is here tonight and wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and Savior so I can be qualified to command the supernatural. Someone else wants to say, Lord God of righteousness, I did know you before, but I walked out on you. But tonight I want to return so I can also command the supernatural. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are in any of those two categories, put your right hand on your heart and let me quickly pray with you and pray for you. You want to say, Lord, have mercy on me. I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. I want to be born again. Someone else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I did know you, but I walked out. But I want to return now. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me quickly pray with you and for you. And if you are doing that, repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. Jesus' marvelous name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. The same grace will preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. To the praise and to the glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. Jesus' most marvelous name we have prayed. You said that prayer in your heart. Wave your hands to Jesus.
If you said that prayer online, send a text message to the number that has been displayed right now, and a text, and someone will be there to respond to you. Glory to God. Somebody also said, Lord, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. Why not also wave your hands to Jesus if you're in the sanctuary, and somebody will be by your side to assist you.